Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers. And now, here's your host, Rick Ingram.
Without further ado, please welcome the one and only Rick Ingram, everybody.
Hello? All right. This is good. Are we in a submarine? Why? This is a weird sound. So many people here. Is that Creepy Mike? Fuck yeah. If you guys don't know Mike, a little backstory. He comes to the Comedy Store a lot. The other day I was walking around. Someone came up to me and they go, "Hey, you know that Mike guy? He fucks kids, right?" And it was so weird. I'm like, holy shit. I started that rumor. I'm glad it's gotten around. It just goes to show you word on the street kind of situation. All right, well, I guess we're going to bring up a stranger. It's all here? All prepared, guys. All right, our first stranger is actually our first returning guest to Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers, making him the first not complete stranger that we've interviewed on this show. Breaking the rules. Put your hands together, guys. Welcome, Zach Wald.
Yes.
Nice, man. I'm glad it was you.
Oh, yeah?
We've had some real duds on this show before.
Oh, shit, man. Well,
but,
what's popping, everybody? What's
happening? Give it up for Zach, guys.
It's fucking rock, dude.
This dude, he hit us when I interviewed him with some hardcore almost getting arrested in Mexico stories. And I don't know if you've ever heard those before, but they're all good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No one has a bad almost getting arrested in Mexico story.
Nope.
How you been, Zach?
Dude, I'm great. Yeah. I'm great. How are you, man? Congrats on American Bullet. Can we make noise for fucking Rick, dude?
Nice.
Yeah.
Best hype man in the business.
Yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
Guys, get this album if you haven't. There's 17 copies sold worldwide currently.
Yes.
Skyrocketing up the charts.
Turn it up.
We actually just passed Limp Bizkit most bullshit that ever occurred. It's a strange category,
fuck,
but
yeah.
We did it, man. Have you been arrested since the last time we spoke?
No, thankfully not. But I'll tell you what, right after last time we spoke, me and my buddy that I came with, we went to go get In-N-Out after the show. And... dude, had one too many margaritas. We pull up into the parking lot, and we were sitting in there eating for like 45 minutes. I left the car running.
Nice.
The whole time.
Yeah.
And if anything tells me about LA integrity, it's that you're safe out here. Nobody stole that car.
Yeah.
Nobody stole that car.
So you pulled up drunk.
Yeah.
Parked your car.
Yeah.
Left it going.
Yeah, left it going.
Headed inside the In-N-Out Burger.
Well, we opened the door first and then went inside. Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
All right. So
as you do.
Touche.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to get all the facts in order.
We don't want to leave anything out. I mean, right now,
no,
honestly, there was like 15 people in the room that was like, how did he get inside the building?
No, I know.
What, does this guy just teleport himself?
Clarification is key, man. This is storytelling.
You know how to bring it back together. Yeah. So now they're all like, oh, open the door.
Yeah.
So you eat inside In-N-Out Burger. Meanwhile, car's running.
Whole
what kind
time.
Of car are we talking about?
Dude, I don't know if I want to tell people in case I do it again. I'll say a Jeep. It was a Jeep.
It was a Jeep.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's American. That's why they didn't
Jeep
take
Wave.
It.
Jeep Wave? I don't know.
Did someone get really excited for Jeeps up there? Did
Maybe.
You say Jeep Wave? You guys still doing that?
I don't know. I feel like that's only if you drive a Wrangler.
Yeah, you got to ride. It's a Wrangler thing. Listen,
like fucking...
I don't know about you guys. I used to live in the 1900s. And when I was there, my buddy had a Jeep Wrangler, and he always waved at the other people. And I just remember thinking, like, fuck, I could never own a Jeep.
Dude,
I'm not waving at strangers.
It's too much responsibility.
Yeah, because then
I can barely look at strangers like walking down the street on the sidewalk. I'm,
Well, you don't have anything in common with them.
That's true.
Jeep Wrangler waves.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ballgame.
There you go.
All right. So look for a Jeep in a parking lot if you guys get the chance.
Yeah.
Don't take it too far.
Don't take it too far.
Back.
It'll ruin LA for me.
LA's good though, otherwise.
Yeah, man, it's great.
You still got a thrift store.
Yeah, Burning Thread on. Retro online now. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I got some cool stuff in there. Get yourself fitted.
What's the dopest thing you got going on in the
Oh, dude. The dopest thing.
I talk
thing.
Like the kids.
Yeah, man.
I'm hip.
I got two things I really love. One of them is like a cotton candy blue Grateful Dead vintage crew neck, and the Dead & Co logo is in like lime green and pink.
Fuck yeah.
So fucking cool. And then the other one that I really love, is anybody a Denver Broncos fan in here?
Are there any douchebags here?
Is there any douchebags here?
Someone yeah. who's a pile of shit.
Okay, now.
No? Okay.
Well, I have a white Starter brand t-shirt with Ooh. The entire Super Bowl winning team from, I don't know, whenever Peyton Manning won with them. Which
Fuck
is probably
yeah.
going to be the last time that they win for a while.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Definitely. The Donkeys are one of the worst teams in football. They got that. They just traded and got this Russell Wilson character.
Yeah.
You guys familiar with this guy?
That's right.
Real zero, that guy. I don't know if Russell Wilson is here, but take your fucking Christian get antics and get the fuck out of the league.
Get out of here, man.
We don't need that bullshit.
Fuck him. Fuck him.
I'm just trying to burn as many bridges as possible. As a diehard Chiefs fan, that was just a great opportunity to, you know, take revenge on my enemies. So you're working on a mockumentary about a Gen Z performance artist.
Yeah, man. So actually, my director, Brendan, is in the back
Brendan.
Here. A lot of pages. So, man, there
Fuck
he is.
Fuck yeah, look at him. Oh, yeah. He looks like a
man.
Scientologist. I like him.
He's a great guy. We went to Penn State together, but it all started, I don't know, man. You know, like, I'm trying to do the acting thing out here, and I kind of got sick of waiting around for the opportunities to come, and I was like, well, what can we do right now? So I had this idea. Have you ever heard of Marina Abramović?
No.
Okay. So look this woman up. This shit is fucking crazy. She was a Serbian performance artist back in the 60s.
Serbian. Okay, go on.
Yeah, right. Dude, like, mind-blowing. Like, I was a theater major at Penn State. This is, like, the most information I have on one subject coming out of college.
Yeah.
Marina Abramović is a Serbian performance artist from, like, way back in the day. So, she's really important because, like, she kind of changed the entire face of performance art. A couple of her pieces for you.
Is this worldwide or strictly the Yugoslavia?
This is worldwide. I mean, she was mostly based in Europe, but like, I don't know how everybody doesn't know about this. So a few pieces that she did. Rhythm Zero. Look this up. It's completely real. She would go on stage, and she would probably about a room like this big or whatever. And she would go on stage. She would sit in a chair. On either side, she'd have a table kind of like this with 72 objects, ranging from a feather to a gun loaded with one bullet. And, like, knives, like, fucking push pins, like, all this shit. So the thing, the whole piece was she invited the audience up to use any of the objects to do whatever they wanted to her. So, like, people would literally be up there, like slicing her up, like tickling her with the feathers and shit. Like, somebody could have killed her. And the whole point of the whole piece was that if you invite the audience, they can kill you.
Yeah. We have a very similar thing going on here.
Like, what?
We packed the room tonight with Croats. And I wanted them to hear your passion for a Serbian person. And then I'm going to give them a shot to...
Dude,
take you out, performance art style.
Listen, man, I'm ready. I'm ready for anything. But basically, what I wanted to do was, the whole thing came about is just like I wanted to experiment with like how fun making like just visual media can be for myself. And so what I decided to do was take that concept of like a really drastic performance artist, and then like what would that look like with like. You know, one of these kids on TikTok right now. You know, what does that look like in the lens of Gen Z? So, over the course of this documentary, you see this guy. His name is Shake McGovern. Go through this process of
Shake McGovern.
Shake McGovern.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's gonna be sick. I promise. Shake McGovern. You're watching him process.
Is that a traditional Serbian name by?
No, this guy's American.
He's an American. Okay.
He's an American.
So inspired by the Serbian.
Inspired by the Serbian. Okay. So the whole deal with this guy is, like, he's very disruptive with his artwork, right? So he's, like, very, like, against the man. Like, how can we, like break down so, like, we can just see each other for our own humanity, right? How can we see each other as equals?
By the way, that's not the philosophy of this show at all. I don't want anyone to get a crazy idea that I see you guys as my equals, all right? Great message, Joe. This is for Gen
Thank
Z.
You.
So.
Yeah, this is for Gen Z. Yeah, this is the hope of saving the next
right.
wave.
If any of you are part of that bitch-ass generation of all of us are equal, this is for you. All right.
And he's so locked in on making this happen, but the artwork kind of goes awry. Because he's very privileged. He grows up in the wealthiest county in America, in Northern Virginia, and everything like that, blah, blah, blah. So the whole, and I'll give you this little bit of it, but you got to watch the rest to find out.
Damn.
Take
the bait, guys. Take the bait.
So the whole thing that sets this guy in motion is when he was a child, when he was like 5 years old, he went to a grocery store with his mom, and he asked his mom.
Relatable.
Everybody knows someone who, you know,
who's gone to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. So he's in the grocery store with his mom, and he asks his mom for a box of Fruity Pebbles.
Sure.
And she tells him, no, there's too much sugar. And from that moment on, he's like, what? Just because I'm a kid? That's fucking bullshit. I'm going to change the world. And so that's kind of what this whole process is about.
We've all been there.
So the movie is called Shake McGovern, : It's Dope, I Guess. It's going to be coming out hopefully mid-May. While I'm here, I just want to shout out the people involved. My rocking girlfriend Delia did a lot of BTS for it. Nice. She's in it. My roommate Max Paternetti is in it. My buddy Brendan is directing, and Michael Kuznar has been consulting on the whole thing.
The whole fucking crew is here.
Yeah, dude, they showed out tonight. So anyway, check it out. I think it's gonna be dope.
What's the name of it again?
Yeah, it's dope. Shake McGovern.
: Yeah, it's dope.
Yeah, it's dope. I guess. Because who the fuck cares?
That's fucking Gen Z style.
It's fucking
right there.
Punk as shit, dude.
Nice, man.
Yeah, man.
That's fucking rad. Okay.
Thanks.
Round of applause. How many people have been to a grocery store? I just want to... Yeah! All right.
Let's go.
Yeah, this is relatable. All right. Look, how many of you have been told no by your mothers before? Zach, we're hitting this thing on all cylinders,
dude,
man.
Dude,
that's fucking dope,
Thank
man.
Thank you, bro. Hell yeah.
All right, and for the record, just because I don't want people to get confused... We're not really fans of Serbian people, right?
I mean, nobody's ever posed the question to me. Now, Rick, I'm just on your side, man. So
dude,
whatever
thank
that,
you. So
whatever
we are
that
not
means, I'm just
for Serbian people.
Fuck them.
I went to high school with this guy whose nickname was Serb. I don't even know if he was Serbian.
Okay.
He looked Serbian. You know what I mean?
Probably checks
you guys,
out.
You've seen people who you're like, look at that Yugoslavian face, right? I'm not the only one who thought that. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. There was a misspelling. It says writing, but it was written rigging. And I thought for sure that was a racial slur about Zach. I was concerned.
All right.
So
we avoided it.
You're writing a horror movie.
Yeah.
Based off of a very strange on-set experience involving raw meat and a cold bathtub in the canyons.
Yeah, so get this. So,
hey, could everyone here for a second just buckle the fuck up? Take us on a journey, Zach.
So I worked with this guy a while ago. He was in a directing class, and I just submitted for his thing, and I got cast. And it was a short scene from the play, This Is Our Youth, but it was filmed, whatever. Anyway, he hits me up later, and he's like, hey, I got hired to do a project, and the only requirement is that I make the audience uncomfortable. Are you in? And I'm like, that sounds metal as shit, dude. Fuck yeah, man. Like, let's rock.
I bet that's exactly what you said.
Yeah, dude, it was. It was. Yeah. And I was like, so, but so I was like, what are we doing? Like, is there a script? Like, what am I doing? And he goes, yeah, no, you know, I usually just don't really work with a script.
Naturally, traditional Hollywood
and
set.
Right. So I was like, can you give me anything? He was like, like, I don't have anything, like, right now. And I was like, dude, if we're going to be making people uncomfortable, I just kind of want to know what I'm getting myself into before I commit to whatever we're doing.
Yeah, at least a direction.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, I'll get back to you. So he gets back to me a few hours later. And this is in, like, we would shoot in, like, 2 days in Topanga Canyon. But, like, deep. Like, when I got there, like, it was, like, you know, actually some shit out of a horror movie. Like, no service, whatever. Like, I didn't even know what house to be pulling up to. There's a guy chopping wood in the middle of the night in the next house. I was like, what the fuck is this?
It's a good sign.
But he texts me, and he's like, all right, so here's what I'm thinking. So you're a drug addict. You're going to break into these people's house. You're going to get high off inhalants. Then you're going to go into the fridge. You're going to be messing around with the food in there, and then you decide you're going to go for the raw meat. Maybe he's sexually attracted to the raw meat. You're going to fuck around with that.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, like, is it, you know, creative choice, maybe.
Sure. Fuck the meat, possibly.
Yeah, fuck the meat, possibly. So he's like, and then he's like, and then what you're going to do is you're going to get into a bathtub, and you're going to submerge yourself. But then when you come back up, the water in the bathroom are going to be as if they were abandoned for, like, 50 years. Okay. So it's, like, you know, brown and shit like that. So I'm, like, looking at this, and I'm like, dude, like, I don't know. Like, is this the job? Like, part of me is like, yeah, dude, fucking let's do
metal.
It. Metal. And then the other side, and then the other part of me is like, is this the one, like, I don't know. Is this the one I want to commit to?
Let me ask you this. Was any part of you concerned that this guy was definitely trying to fuck you?
Not at the time, but thinking about it now.
Yeah. Just come to a place where there's no phone service. When you get to the guy chopping wood, take your pants off.
Yeah, it's like...
The film is about making you uncomfortable.
Sounds pretty sweet. Yeah. So me and my girlfriend were going to Disneyland that day, and I was like, Delia, like...
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Obviously. It's like 11 in the morning, we're having beers, and I'm like, Delia, like, I don't, they didn't even have the tap unwrapped. Like, we were just like two beers. And I was like, Delia, like, I don't know. Like, should I fucking do this? Like, I really don't know this guy. And she was like, well, if you go and you have a bad experience, just write about it. And I had been wanting to write a horror movie for a while. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. It's a character study. Let's rock. So I texted him. I was like, yeah, let's do it. Fast forward, I'm standing. Fast forward, it's Saturday night in the middle of Topanga Canyon with no phone service. I'm standing at a kitchen counter with raw lamb testicles in front of me. And
it's getting hotter, honestly.
Yeah, well, you know what? You know.
By the way, lamb testicles, that's fucked up because that's sheep children's.
Totally.
Testicles.
You want to know something even more?
Mike, do you know anything about sheep children balls?
Zach, how long was your car running at this point?
Yeah, it's
enough time.
We're about 15 days in.
So I'm looking at these lamb testicles. Oh, well, the fucked up thing about the lamb testicles. What's really fucked up about that is when they went to go to the butcher shop to get all this shit, they were like, hey, like, you know, we need some raw meat and something else that's gross. What do you got? And the butcher in Pasadena allegedly told them, he was like, well, I have these lamb testicles. Older people come in and will buy these and cook them and eat them because apparently lamb testicles, when cooked and eaten, will sometimes stimulate your hard-to-reach places. You know what I mean?
Are you talking about making your dick hard?
Yeah, dude. Okay. Fuck yeah. Lamb testicles make your dick hard, according to
Aphrodisiac,
this.
I believe it's called.
Yeah, dude. I was like, what the fuck? Anyway, so... Yeah, he was like, so, like, yeah, what I want you to do is, like, yeah.
Hold, real quick, how does it work? Do you have to eat them, or just being in the presence enough to get you rock hard?
I think you have to eat them. I think it's, like, ritual, you know?
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you really...
All right.
So essentially, like, to make an incredibly long story short, like, I mean, they had me go in. I was sticking my toes in like raw, just ground beef, dude. Like, and then he was like, "I want you to pick up these lamb testicles." And they're like, dude, these things are hearty, man. Like, they're like baseball size.
Listen, everyone in this room knows exactly what lamb testicles feel like.
Don't lie.
Look how fucking hard these guys are. You think these dudes didn't fucking hold the ovals before they came in?
Dude, yeah. Yeah, man. I'm holding these fucking ovals. And he's like, "Can you lick them?" And I'm like, "Jesus Christ!"
This dude is so trying to fuck you.
I know. Now that you say it, dude, man.
You're just a great looking guy, Zach. I need you. Just put the balls in your mouth, man.
Yeah, man.
Just put your mouth on the balls.
Get your tongue on the balls. Yeah. And I did. Not directly on. I pulled a sneaky maneuver with my thumbs. I had my thumbs on the other side with a nice dry patch.
Nice.
I can't believe I'm telling this story. but anyway, all that happens. And then we finally get to this scene with the bathtub. And at this point, it's like 3 in the morning. It's like 3 in the morning. I got there at 3 in the afternoon.
So we're 12 hours in.
It's 3 in the morning. Advertised as a 4-hour shoot.
Typical Hollywood.
Typical Hollywood.
Things are running
unprofessional
behind.
Bullshit, you know. But anyway, so we get to the scene with the bathtub, and they're like turning the thing on. They're filling it with like coffee, grass, like dirt. Like, bro, come on. Anyway, they run the bath and they come out, and I'm like waiting for it for like an hour and a half, and they're like, "Hey, so."
They took an hour and a half to fill the bathtub?
They couldn't get it warm. They couldn't get it warm.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile.
Professional shoot. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Couldn't get it warm. The screen door's wide open. And this was like last month, so it was still like mad cold when, you know, it's that hour. So I'm sitting there fucking freezing. And they have me in these like tighty whities that are like fucking Speedo like. And I'm sitting there in this fucking blanket, like waiting to go in this bathtub.
Yep.
And they're like, "Yeah, so we can't get it warm. So we're thinking about boiling water, but there wasn't a stove."
Obviously.
And then they were like, "Well, maybe we can put the space heater next to the tub." I was like, "Don't plug in a space heater next to the tub."
Yeah. Just toss it in there.
I'm like, "This is a nightmare." Yeah, it's just at that point, just kick it in. I'm like, "Fuck it, guys. Just put me in. Fucking put me in, coach. Like, I don't give a fuck that it's cold. Whatever.
Put me in, coach." Put me in, coach. John Fogerty on this motherfucker.
I don't fucking care that it's cold. I was like, "I just want to get out of here." And one of the PAs was like, "Dude, like, just let them just get it done and go. You know, like, get them the fuck out of here."
Yeah.
And then moment of truth, I'm like pulling up. I'm in these fucking tighty whities. I'm looking at this freezing cold bath with grass, dirt, coffee, all this shit. Milk.
Milk is obviously the one that's disgusting out of that.
And they go, "Okay, so we have one take at this." So
obviously, after like, 12 hours, we got one shot at this.
So he goes, "Okay, so you're going to be out of frame, and then you're going to walk into frame, you're going to look at the bath, you're going to decide you want to go in, and then you're going to take off the tidy whities and go in."
Yeah.
And I was like, "You want me to get butt ass naked before I get in this thing?" He was like, "Well, yeah, that was the intent." And I was like, "No offense, brother. This is not the one I'm getting nude for, man.
Yeah.
Like, this is not the project."
Yeah.
And then I looked at him again and I said, "Jackson, I swear to God, when you get that studio budget, man, I better be the first motherfucker you call."
Yeah.
And then he was like, "All right, just keep the tighty whities on and just get in the bath." And I was like, "All right." And we did it, and it was fine. And then, like, I fucking, you know, anyways. So now.
Hold on. I feel like you just skipped over a part. Anyway, we may or may not have fucked. And
that's for you to decide.
Leave it open. I like that. You know?
Yeah, yeah. You got. I mean,
use your imagination.
Exactly. Yeah. Which, so then I went to my buddy Michael in the back, and I was like, "Hey, what if we? So we have this loose concept. I'm like, what if we wrote this movie about an actor that shows up on set, and they're shooting like a horror movie or something of this kind. And as the plot goes on and unravels, you cut the lines sort of blend between like what is staged by the crew that is happening to him and what is actually potentially the supernatural. And neither the crew or the actor are on the same page the whole time. And hopefully we'll just put your minds in a blender. So stay tuned for that.
Fuck but. Yeah. Let me ask you this. If this director had been Serbian, would you have fucked him just automatically? Tough to say. I know your girl's here. Don't answer that question right now. There is a thing, though. It's not cheating if it's gay and former Yugoslavia.
Got it.
Of them.
Totally. If they're from a country that doesn't exist anymore or whatever.
If they aren't part of a map from 1987, it's not cheating.
Then don't worry about it.
Yep.
All right, great.
All right, so what else you got going on? Anything else you want to promote? I mean, I feel like you've got a lot going on right now.
Dude, a lot going on,
man.
How did
Disneyland turn out?
All right. Listen, Disneyland, what I will give Disneyland that it can never be taken away is they are incredible about like actually making you feel like you are in a completely different place when you walk like 15 feet in either direction. Like, we walked into the Star Wars shit and I saw that, and like it's kind of like foresty and you're kind of like in the Indiana Jones thing, and then you walk a little bit further and then like you see that first like fucking metal thing that I couldn't even tell you what the fuck it's supposed to do, but it's like that's Star Wars. And then like you're like, what? And see the Millennium Falcon. It was fucking dope. They're great at creating worlds. But let me tell you something. You know how you
listen
can
up.
You know do you know this? You know how you can rent like the Cinderella's castle room and the thing? If I spent $2,000 or whatever to spend the night in Cinderella's castle, and I pulled up to Disneyland and saw that tiny ass, dinky ass castle, and they were like, "Yeah, this is like your room for the night," I would be pretty disappointed.
Yeah,
I also went to Disney World first, and I feel like it ruins it. And grander and kicks Disneyland's ass. But Disneyland is sick. I had a great time. All things considered.
Michael, tell us about your experience at Disneyland. You sick fuck. I mean, what I liked is that the story was essentially not that impressed with the Disneyland castle, but about 10 minutes before that story started, you told them to listen up. Listen up. And then the end of the story was like, and it was kind of a disappointing experience. And they're like, oh, all right.
Yeah, sorry.
Zach, you're fucking killing it, man. Honestly,
appreciate you.
You put a lot of fucking enjoyment into, you know, stories about random things that people don't even think about. So,
right on. Thanks, man.
I was like, oh, shit. Something went down at Disneyland, and then in the end, nothing went down.
Dude,
but the buildup was
literally
really
nothing
impressive.
Went down. Yeah. No, it was. We were happy when we left. We were cold, but we were happy.
Fuck yeah! So
yeah, fuck yeah, man.
You know, bundle up if you're heading to Disneyland. That's really that's the message of the show today.
Like, go enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, go and enjoy it. One more time. Who's the crew? Who we got? The director is.
Yeah, Brendan's back there.
That's Brendan.
Yep. Max is starring in it. My roommate Max. My girlfriend Delia is in it as well. She's also doing BTS. And then my buddy Michael is a consultant on it as well.
Your roommate. What's his name?
Max.
Max. How do you guys know each other?
So we went to Penn State together, but we didn't really know each other that well.
Sure.
And then when I, like the acting program there had done like a little profile on me when I was a senior, and he was planning on moving to LA as well, and I just decided I was going. He reached out to me through Instagram and was like, "Hey, I need a roommate." And I was like, "Great," because I am desperately in need of one. And
risk taker, Max.
Happily ever after.
Yeah, you went right into his DMs. You go, "Hey, man, I understand there's a lot of dudes trying to fuck you right now. But I'm saying let's move across the country, see what happens. Long story short, still living together, so the fucking is at least, you know, complimentary in some way."
A1, dude. Yeah, bro.
Is Max a good dude? Which one of you guys is the shittier roommate?
Oh, man, dude. I don't know.
All right, so it's probably Zach.
Yeah, probably me.
Max is quiet. He's back there. I guarantee this guy can't tell stories like you can, though.
No.
Have you ever heard Max fuck?
Have I ever heard him fuck? No. I, to be honest with you, I'm not really listening for it.
Listen, Max, please put a little more fucking effort into your fucking. Some of my best memories are my roommates fucking and the humor that came from that.
Jesus, man.
Yeah.
All right.
I had roommates that knew how to have a good time.
What's your best? All right, so who was the king? Who? What's your best fucking story from that time?
Man, so many good ones. I lived in West Hollywood for a while, and one night was listening to my roommate fuck, and, you know.
So is this a situation like glass on the door kind of thing, or is this
This is like two people in their 20s. Just really enjoying
just
orgasms.
Prime time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you hear the girl and you're like, damn, he's doing well. And then you hear him and you're like, ooh, that's kind of weird. You know? And you hear a lady fucking having sex, you're like, all right. But then when the dude gets involved and you don't hear her anymore, you're like, something,
it's like, oh,
something strange is going on.
Ugh.
And then, you know, you can't really ever talk to your roommate the same after
that. Yeah, totally.
Because you're like, dude, you were a little too loud.
You're putting in too much effort.
Another fun one was I went out of town and I came back and my girlfriend at the time picked me up, now my wife, and we went back to my apartment, and obviously in West Hollywood I had some very gay neighbors. And I heard what I thought was two dudes fist fighting.
Oh shit.
I was like, oh, fuck, there's a fight going on.
Hell yeah.
And it took about 10 seconds before I'm like, oh, they're using their fists, but I don't think anyone is fighting, per se. It's a very fine line when it comes to two dudes doing anything.
Totally.
But I will say this, one of them definitely climaxed. So
yeah.
I guess he won the fight.
That's the goal. That's what
really
you hope for.
Are we doing follow-up questions? Or all right, guys, give it up for Zach.
Dude, thank you so much.
Do you want to promote social media?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, guys. If you want to follow me for any of these projects that you just heard about, you can follow me on Instagram at Zach Wold, ZACKWOLD. And then if you want cool clothes, Burning Thread Retro, that's burningthread.com, exactly how you think it's spelled. It's dope, I guess. Coming out mid-May. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Stay tuned.
Nice. Thank you, brother. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Thank you, Zach. Hell yeah. Dude, that shirt's going to be on the market mid-May. Say hi to everyday people. Guys, welcome back to Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers. This is 100% the first person we're interviewing tonight. Completely different night. We do live shows all the time. Welcome back, guys. Again, I do this sometimes. I'm not sure exactly when this comes out, but can you believe the crazy shit that happened in the world this week? Wow. Unbelievable. You know, we'll fill it in later with whatever the event happens to be. Fucking Putin, man. You're a wild card, bro. Always address Putin directly. That's something I learned the hard way. All right, guys. Please welcome our stranger, Dave DeSantis. Yay! The legend. There he is.
Thank you, Dave.
Hell yeah. Guys, that's that enthusiasm I was talking about.
That was great. Tough act to follow, though.
Yeah.
Zach.
Listen, it's not easy to fucking live in Zach's world, man. This guy...
Yeah.
He's enthusiastic, and he fucking puts it out there in terms of living.
I felt it, man.
Doing the kind of shit the rest of us are like, no, I'm not going to do that. Zach's like, I'm fucking there. Let's see how fucking wild we can make this
game.
So, yeah, Dave, first of all, DD, great initials. right off the bat lets us know your parents planned ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Thank you.
DeSantis, tough time to be a DeSantis.
You know, it's a double-edged sword because on one hand,
yeah,
people don't fuck up saying my name anymore.
True.
But on the other hand, yeah. I have a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah, they're like, so are you like that dildo from Florida?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, kind of.
Yeah. And no, I'm not.
You're not.
No. No relation. No relation.
That sucks. So.
Where are you from?
Originally or now?
Originally.
Originally, I'm from the Bay Area, from San Francisco area.
All right. Yeah, that's not very Florida at all.
No.
All right, so you're working on a documentary about training with your wife to do a half marathon.
I have an update.
Yes.
the documentary part,
yeah,
has taken a little bit of a backseat to the actual
training for a marathon.
Correct.
Or half marathon.
Yeah, correct.
All right. Yeah. Was it based more on nobody wants to see a documentary about people training for a half marathon?
There was
a motivating factor.
There was a little bit of that.
Okay.
There's also, it's really hard to run and film
document.
Film yourself.
Yeah.
It's very shaky.
Yeah. You got to get like one of those skateboarder guys.
Like Zach?
Yeah. We could probably get Zach.
Maybe
to,
Zach
he'd
can help
do
me
it.
Out.
Listen, as long as you make it seem like you're trying to fuck him, Zach will do it. you just have to make it seem like you're trying. All right, so the half marathon, is your plan to run a half marathon and then tell everybody you know that you ran a half marathon? Are you going to get a sticker, that put it on your car, that lets people know you ran 13.1 miles? Don't be that guy. Please.
I'm not going to be that guy. I'm going to post a photo, and that'll be the documentation
that'll be
that
it
happened.
All right.
And that's it.
What made you decide? Are you a runner naturally? Or
no.
This is why would you do this then?
I know, right?
How old are you?
I am going to be 34 in a couple weeks.
All right. Already too old to be running around.
The knees still work.
See, I'm
worried. They haven't given out yet.
I used to run. I can't run anymore because my knees have given out. And I'm telling you, this is a path to destruction. What you should do instead, forget about half marathon, look into drinking. This is a much more entertaining, destructive path to follow.
Well,
the hijinks ensue more under these circumstances.
Marathon
but
drinker.
See, been there, done that.
You already did it.
Yeah. I know you don't drink anymore either.
Not anymore,
yeah,
no.
I don't either.
Yeah.
So I'm putting my time into...
Hey, we don't clap for that.
Not here.
We don't celebrate
not
quitters
here.
On this show.
No, as part of like the process of, you know, getting healthier, this is like the next challenge because I stopped drinking a year and 3 months ago.
What led to the stopping drinking? Did you have like one good, let me ask you this. Were you hanging out with Zach by any chance?
a lot.
Yeah.
I have a
DUI.
I did, but then I continued to drink for years
Smart.
After.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I only had one.
You only got one.
I only had one. One and done.
I know a lot of people who get the DUI and then they're like, you know, I got to turn my life around. Not you.
No.
You realized the problem wasn't the drinking. It was the driving.
Exactly. Because then I realized, I can't drive anymore.
Yeah.
So I can drink as much as I want.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's absolutely correct. Also, just so you know, there's no way for them to test you on the spot for heroin. So if you're looking to drive intoxicated, maybe try a funner path.
The trick is getting far enough before you fall asleep.
Well, sometimes that's the trick and sometimes that's the fun. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You want to wake up like in a Wendy's drive-through. Hopefully there's a cop around. And this is a big if you happen to run them over, rehab. You know what I mean? you take care of it that way.
Yeah.
All right. So do you have a great drinking story? Is there a one night that makes you go, fuck, we took it too far?
There's too many. But the main thing, and my friends who are here can attest to this, my alter ego.
You have an alter ego?
Yeah.
Does this only occur when you're drinking?
Yeah.
Nice.
And his name is Jersey Dave.
Jersey Dave.
Yeah.
You go full Jersey?
Yeah, and I'm not even from there.
You're not. Yeah, you're from. So you're from the Bay Area.
Yeah, exactly.
But you become like a loudmouth, shit talking pile of trash.
Yeah, the hands go up.
And by the way, if there's anyone here from Jersey, gross. You know what I mean? Just really disgusting. You know, I say it all the time. You're New York's Mexico, and that's what Jersey is.
Don't get offended
by that, because it's a fact. No offense to Mexico, by the way. All right, so you turn into Jersey Dave.
Yeah.
What are some of Jersey Dave's best attributes?
I think best is not the right.
By the way, there's a lot of excitement going on over here.
Yeah.
My wife's over here.
Which one's your wife?
All right. Hands up. Right there.
Calm down. She's married, creeps.
It wasn't creepy, Mike, right?
No. She's
too old.
She's probably not a teenager. That's as old as he goes. Creepy Mike, stays in his lane. You know what I'm saying?
Consistency.
Yeah, when he heard the last guy was from Penn State, he was like, these are my people. Sick fuck, Mike. Yeah, that was the laugh I was looking for. It sounded like a bird suffocating. All right, so when you're Jersey Dave, what kind of shit are you doing? What kind of are you pulling pranks? Or are you just
no?
Out of
it's just it's the eyebrows furrow. I never want the night to end. My hands go up.
You become Italian.
I am Italian, but I become like Italian. My name ending in a vowel. Like if you drop the S.
DeSanti.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've all gone DeSanti before. I love that explanation. It doesn't make sense, but it also makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's you would like if you saw it, you'd be like, "Oh.
Oh fuck, that's Jersey Dave is here."
Yeah.
When you become this version of yourself, do people like you more or less?
It really depends on who you ask.
Right.
I have some friends that are like, oh man, it's so funny. And you ask my wife and they're like, she's like, that's fucking awful.
Never do
like,
that again.
Don't let that guy come home ever again. So.
So you got to spend the night somewhere else when you're drinking. I think I know what you're saying. Oh no, it's not. Okay. One, I love that you have friends that are like, this guy's an asshole. We need him more.
Yeah.
That's what real
friends
are.
Doesn't everybody have a friend like that?
Yeah. Or you are the
friend.
Or
you are the friend. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah.
What do you do for work?
I work for a ad agency.
Okay.
And I'm in the content production side of things.
Is it anything like Mad Men?
Yeah, a little bit.
There's a little Don Draper going on.
Yeah.
Because I want you to know, they don't quit drinking on that show. And they're very successful ad people.
I know, I had to lie in the interview.
Yeah. You're like, I'm drunk right now. And they're like, hire this guy. So you're a producer. Is that the actual job title?
Correct.
It's a very vague term in Hollywood. There's a lot of producers. A lot of them don't actually seem to do anything. But if you're working at an ad agency, I'm assuming that you're actually out there making something, right?
Yeah, we do. We do a combination of like on set shooting and a lot of like animation and things like that. But we also do like copywriting for our clients' websites and advertising for, you know, all the social media ads and stuff like that.
Right.
So
what'd you want to do when you were a kid?
Producing like show business.
You were 6 years old. You wanted to be a producer.
I wanted to be making film or video of some sort.
I can hook you up with this guy I know named Zach. And
I have to pretend like I want to fuck him?
Yeah, obviously you have to do that.
Duh.
But if
stupid
you're,
question, Rick.
Yeah, if you're able to get to a canyon of any sort, this guy knows how to party. So. You had a podcast at one point. I know this is shocking as a straight white man.
Yeah.
Very rarely do they find themselves in the podcast world. Your podcast was about hustling outside of your 9-to-5 to make your dreams come true. Is that right?
Yeah.
How many episodes was this podcast?
We did 10.
You did 10, and it's over?
Well, we were going to do, like, multiple seasons. Yeah. And then after we finished the first one, we started trying to plan the second one, and it didn't happen. Another false start.
Yeah, let me just say this. Not a lot of follow-through so far on some of the...
Yeah.
I mean, first we had the documentary.
You got to throw a lot of shit at the wall and see what sticks, right?
You're saying if you don't take the shot, you're never going to make it.
Yeah.
So keep shooting.
Yeah.
I think we need to focus more.
Okay.
You know, when I first heard you wanted to make a documentary about the process of running a half marathon, I literally thought I might kill myself. But again... That's just a lot of running going on, you know?
Yeah.
If you're one of those guys who gets, like, crazy thoughts when you run, now we're talking. As a former cross-country runner, some of the most psychotic human beings I ever met were distance runners. And they do it because they got to get out that energy that they would use otherwise to be a serial killer. I'm not saying that's what you're doing, but again, is that what's going on here?
Not yet.
Not you, but Jersey Dave. Let's ask the wife. Do you think Jersey Dave could kill someone? Yes.
She didn't even hesitate.
Didn't even hesitate. That's an exciting thing to know that, you know, there's a Jekyll and Hyde situation going on. Are you blacked out when you become Jersey Dave?
Like browned out.
Honestly, seems racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, audience seems mostly white. All right. You can try that.
We're safe.
Sorry. So tell us about this podcast. What does an episode of the podcast consist? What was it called?
It was called After Hours, but Hours, O-U-R-S.
Okay.
Clever play on words.
Yeah, yeah. That's like a Beatles kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
So it was interview. It was very similar to this.
Okay.
And I guess they were strangers in a sense.
What the fuck, Dave?
It was a long time ago, Rick. It was a long time ago.
How long are we talking about?
Like pre-COVID.
Wow. Okay. In that case, it seems like we stole your podcast.
Hence why I'm here.
Yeah, you came to call out, to right the wrongs.
Jersey Dave came to right the wrongs.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. He is drinking. Well, by the way, what is that? If that's not an alcoholic drink, what are you drinking? A Shirley Temple? What's going on? Are you hanging out with Mike again? What the fuck?
Bitters and soda.
Bitters and soda. Wow. Yeah. That's an intense non-alcoholic drink to be drinking. All right. So you're interviewing strangers. Yeah. What happens? What kind of stuff are we talking about?
Kind of like how they got their start. Like what, you know... You're at work, you're working in a restaurant, but what are you trying to do outside of that? Like we interviewed a couple people that were, they're friends of friends and whatnot. This one guy who was like trying to get his acting career underway and he was living in the Bay Area. Now he lives in LA and he's like actually starting to get some work. And so we kind of were
fuck
like,
that guy, right?
Yeah, I know. He's fucking ruining it for everybody else. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was, you know, just kind of talking about like people's process and like, you know, people trying to get somewhere, and I feel like you're judging me.
Well, I'm honestly trying to think about why I was never invited to be on your podcast, which is kind of bullshit. I was once on the road doing comedy with Pauly Shore, and again, I don't like to name drop, but one of the biggest stars in the world, and I quit going on the road with Pauly Shore because I was able to get a job at Chili's in Torrance.
Oh, that old chestnut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was
classic.
Like, you get an opportunity to move up in the industry.
Yeah.
You got to take it, you know? And my life went from being like, dude, we're going to Dayton, Ohio tomorrow, to being like, hey, would you like a El Presidente margarita? And I was like, finally, I can live. You know what I mean? So I would have been a great guest. It's kind of
season two. Season two.
Is it going to happen?
Probably not.
Wow. Okay. Sarah, did you want to ask him something?
Question. Where'd you meet your wife?
We met in Laguna Beach at a
typical
bar
white people
around
shit.
Christmas time.
You guys were, where, what was the name of the bar? The Privilege? Come on. Unbelievable. All right.
No, try again. Guess again.
I don't, was it called the Beach or something?
No.
No.
It was called the Marine Room.
The Marine Room. Oh, shit. Other people have met there. Wait, that might be one of your other friends. She's sitting next to your wife. No?
No.
You familiar?
No, I think... No.
You don't know.
They don't know each other.
Oh, that's... Is that Zach's?
That's Zach's crew.
Next to Zach's girl, I think.
Yeah.
All right, so you met at the Marine Room.
Yeah.
Did you approach her?
No.
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 Were you Jersey Dave at that time?
No. It was only like 7:30.
Okay, so set us up. Let us know how this went.
So I had started working. I got a new job, and some friends took me out for dinner, and my buddy's wife got annihilated.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, like 3-4 bottles of wine will do that.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So we
got to get her on the podcast. She sounds fun.
So they took off. She had to go home. He took her home, and I went to the Marine Room. Live music like every night, so I was hanging out.
Are you flying solo at this point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, which I used to go to the movies by myself. Like, not.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Going to the movies with people doesn't make sense. You can't talk anyway. Stop being a fucking weirdo. Go to movies by yourself.
Like a normal fucking person.
Yeah. Right? Honestly, if you're on a date and you go to a movie, the date's not going very well. Stop that bullshit.
Yeah, it's not a good first date.
Yeah, definitely not. That's when you're at that point in the relationship. You're like, we can't talk for 2 hours. Let's go to the movies. All right, so you used to do that. Now you're going to the bar solo like an adult. Yeah.
I grew up.
You grew up.
Yeah. So I'm hanging out, and she was there with a bunch of coworkers. It was like their company Christmas party.
Perfect.
And yeah, and these two girls that she worked with called me over to their table, and so I walked over, and I'm talking to them, and then they disappeared. And so I'm just sitting at their table by myself, and she comes over. And she was maybe a little Jersey Dave at this point. But without the anger.
Yeah, she it was more head cute. On like, yeah.
Yeah, it was more cute.
Did you think he was Christian Slater?
I don't know.
I like that. It's always good. Yeah. I have no idea what I was thinking.
Hey, when all else fails, I don't remember.
Yeah. All right.
No comment.
So she walks up. She's flirting with you.
She says, "Who are you?" I said, "I'm Dave." She said, "I'm Katie. Do you want to dance?"
By the way, opening lines for ladies, so much easier.
Yeah.
If you're a dude and you walked up to her and you're like, "Hey, who are you?" Literally, that's where the conversation would end.
Yeah.
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 All right. So she asked you to dance. Did you say yes?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can then, you dance?
Not really. It's like a white person can dance, right?
Can
racist.
Jersey Dave dance?
Yeah. Obviously, Jersey Dave can. He's full Italian with a vowel on the end.
He can only waltz.
And so, waltzing.
So the Godfather music.
And a lot of pelvic thrusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So, so we danced the night away, and I convinced her the next day to meet me for breakfast, and we had breakfast and been together ever since.
Wow. That's adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, you can clap for that.
Yeah.
You guys clapped harder for Zach trying to get fucked by a strange director than you did for this beautiful couple that met under, the terms of intoxication like decent folks used to do.
Exactly. In person.
Yeah, I mean, that's key. Yeah. In person is that's rare these days. These fucking dweebs, they're all meeting on dating apps.
I can't even imagine trying to date right now.
Yeah, it would be terrible.
Yeah. How long have you been married?
I've been married for 8 years, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
And but been together a long time. I never got to Tinder or Bumble.
Yeah.
Anyone here Bumbles? Are there any Bumble couples in the house? Good. Yeah. That's like the loser one. A lot of you guys are probably on Tinder because you're out there trying to fuck. But if you're on Bumble, that means you're a beta cuck dude. And that's like an app. You download it, and that's where you can meet a girl that then you can have your buddy come over and fuck her in front of you. I'm not 100% on that. But it's from what I understand,
it's in the end user agreement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's part of the not making the first move.
Exactly.
And so, how long have you guys been together?
We've been together 5 years.
5 years.
Married for three.
Married for three. Mm. How long ago did you quit drinking?
A year and 3 months.
A year and 3 months. So you were married to Jersey Dave for a solid 7 months at least before you were married to just Dave.
I feel, but she had to deal with him before that.
I love the way you speak about him like he's someone else.
He is someone else.
So exciting. Have you ever done drugs?
Yeah.
Of
course. Hasn't everybody?
I don't think everyone has. I mean, if you look at, there's a lot of squares in the audience. Are these your friends? These people seem really excited to see you. How many of these people are Dave's friends? That guy was way too excited. How do you know that guy?
We work together.
So you're at the ad agency?
I am.
What do you guys think of Dave there? What's the honest opinion on him?
Should I leave the room?
He's grown on us, for sure.
He's grown? Wow.
He's grown on us.
This is unbelievable.
Well, hey, imagine, you know, dating in this climate.
Okay.
Imagine starting a new job virtually.
Right.
It's also
so
strange.
Did you meet most of these people via Zoom?
At work, yeah. Like, a lot of it was, in the beginning, just, like, Zoom meetings with a lot of people.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't think I'd want to see that guy on Zoom. Was there ever a circumstance like the CNN guy where one of you guys got caught masturbating during the Zoom meeting?
Not yet.
Yeah. Keep an eye on that guy. Yeah.
Wait, what drugs have you done? Coworker, close your ears.
Yeah, hey.
Earmuffs.
Everyone, keep it on the DL, okay? Just so everyone knows, we're not going to broadcast this part.
Yeah, no one, this doesn't leave this room.
Yeah.
Okay? No, I've smoked weed. I've done ecstasy and Molly.
Those are the same thing, right?
Yeah, well, okay. Kind
Molly of. Is like pure ecstasy.
Allegedly.
And ecstasy is like Molly, but with some Ajax mixed in.
Yeah.
Clean out the system,
soda.
If you will.
Yeah.
By the way, the head nod on that guy was like, this guy's done ecstasy before. All right, so what are your hobbies? What do you do for fun?
I play guitar. I do music. I try to play golf, but I kind of put it on the back burner because it's fucking miserable.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I mean, that's the opposite of why people play golf, I think. It's because it's fun and relaxing. You're not into it?
Who are those people?
They're old whites.
Yeah.
All the old whites love golf. It's like a big thing. My grandfather, he loved golf, and then he's dead, so he doesn't anymore.
Did he die on the golf course?
He
loved?
He died in a bathroom.
Yeah.
Hey, so did Elvis, all right? That's how legends go. I don't need this judgment from these fucking people.
One could only be so lucky, right?
Yeah, man. That's the way I want to go for sure. And not necessarily in a bathroom, but I want to be going to the bathroom when I die. That's my thing.
Anywhere.
What kind of kinks do you guys have as a couple? They got so uncomfortable over there. Are you guys into any sort of weird stuff?
No, it's pretty by the book.
You guys intercourse and all that?
Yeah.
I call it intercoursing. I think it's a hotter way to describe it.
Yeah, that's the scientific.
Are you a couple or are you guys? No?
This is our meet cute. This is good.
This is how you guys are meeting? Yeah. Are you guys gay or straight?
Straight.
They
It sounds like this crowd wants to see you guys. Fuck! The best, though, was that you looked at him and waited for him to answer before you put it out there. You're like, really? Straight? Okay. We're straight, I guess. It would be weird if they just didn't want you to know because, you know, they think it's really Mad Men and it's like the 1950s. They're like, people can't know we're fucking, so if anyone asks, we both love pussy, all right?
Maybe get a bathtub with some coffee and
now we're talking.
Grass.
Yeah.
What
a little
happens?
Bit of dirt.
Yeah.
Is
there
milk.
An app for that?
There
should
be.
Is there a dating app for that?
So tell us a little bit about the kind of projects you're working on. What kind of concepts are we going with? What works in the modern ad world?
Man, Skyler, do you want to take that one?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This dude's name is Skyler? Come on, dude. Why are you even pretending with that straight bullshit? Is Skyler your boss?
No.
No. Are you his boss?
No.
Guys are equals.
We're equal. Yeah.
Is there anyone here who you're above? Whoa, whoa. Wow.
Not as long as Katie's here.
Was that your wife?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unfucking believable.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
That just gave me PTSD.
Did it?
Yeah.
You felt a little weird, right?
Yeah.
But the way she said no so quickly let us know that her kink is 100% dominating the sexual situation. And you guys are just sitting here encouraging this poor guy to get pegged on a regular basis.
She's going to make me sit in the back seat on the way home.
Yes, she is. And you're going to be like, this is hot. But what you got to do is, because she's in charge, but only because fucking Jersey Dave is on vacation. You got to invite that guy back out and let him take fucking the reins. You know what I'm saying?
It's risky.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's very risky.
Sarah's, is there any questions you have for Dave? No?
We covered everything?
I guess we covered a lot of it. What are you working on right now? What's the step forward in life?
Well,
documentary's out.
Yeah.
Still running.
Still running. Okay. That's the main thing.
All right.
I actually just finished this little project with the city of San Juan Capistrano in Southern Orange County. And every year they do their State of the City video where they talk about all the stuff going on in the community. And so we did a Back to the Future themed video, and we rented the time machine and
a DeLorean.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool. So that's on YouTube.
By the way, San Juan Capistrano, I witnessed some, I would guess they were like 16 or 17 year olds at a Taco Bell. And
the one you're talking about.
Yeah. The manager told them that they needed to put their shoes on in the restaurant. And what they did was they took off their shirts and then their pants and then told the guy to make them leave. And the guy got very uncomfortable. And then about 10 minutes later, the cop showed up and they made them leave. So the manager won. That's really the moral of that story. That's my only experience with the city. So if you can work that in somehow, it would really relate to the people down there.
I'll see what I can do next year.
Yeah, absolute morons live in that city. I don't know if you can add that now, but it could be like San Juan Capistrano because you're fucking retarded. I'm just giving you guys free pitches. You know, I'm not even charging for this.
I do have a question. Do you have a commercial you can put Rick in?
Yeah, please. I've been in probably 15, 16 commercials. The best one, overactive bladder medication.
Oh, that was you.
I was playing a college freshman in a Tavayaz commercial. By the way, if you guys have any issues with your overactive bladder, including causes due to enlarged prostate, Tavayaz is the medicine for you.
Symptoms include diarrhea and
sudden
death.
There's a lot of symptoms. I was cast as a college freshman. I was about 30 years old. And
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of embarrassing. They called me the day before the shoot and they go, hey, do we need to have a teacher on set? And I thought they were saying, do we need to get an acting coach because you're so bad at acting? And I was offended. I go, no, why the fuck would I need a teacher? And they're like, are you missing school? And I go, I'm 30. And they go, oh, okay. And then for 4 days, all I did was sit in the back of a car and act like I was frustrated because my mom had to piss really bad. That's the kind of glory that acting really is. It's just literally 400 shots of me going.
Those are the roles people are fighting for. Right?
I mean, I remember being like, this is so embarrassing. And then they gave me like probably $40,000 over a year. And I was like, I will do this every day if I have to. I don't even care how bad my mom has to piss. Let's do this shit. That's really the highlight. Other than that, I did a Lowe's commercial where I had to walk into a pool. And They cast me as the do-it-yourself guy who's not good at doing it yourself.
I can see that.
Yeah. And so I built a porch swing, and then it fell apart. And then I just turned around and walked directly into the deep end of a pool. Funny concept. They ran it during March Madness.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's on YouTube.
All right.
And so they released the commercial, and because people are such fucking cunts now, everyone started complaining that it's not funny that this guy kills himself. Why they assumed I killed myself, I don't know.
Yeah, they took it.
Yeah, they took it really far. So then they had to adjust the commercial that included me screaming underwater. So that meant I had to go do a bunch more shots of me underwater screaming so that a bunch of bitch-ass millennials would stop complaining online that Lowe's has too many suicides on their fucking March Madness advertising campaigns.
Did the complaining subside after that?
It did. After that, they were like, oh, this guy's just an angry white. We support that. Very believable. Once it's just an angry white, everyone's happy.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to promote?
I'm on social media, Dave D, BCD.
I think that was Jersey Dave. I think Jersey Dave just showed up.
That's my handle. That's my Dave D B
Dave D
B B C D. My company is called Big City Dreams. I probably should have started with that.
Dave D B C D.
Yeah.
All right. Dave Big City Dreams.
Should we workshop some? Should we change it? We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah. Listen, we'll post it at the end. I mean, Jersey Dave is probably taken. There's got to be a Jersey Dave already.
If it's not.
But there's not something that the real Jersey Dave can't handle with a little murder. We're going to stop that running, and we're going to kill whoever has Jersey Dave on Twitter, and we're going to get it for you.
We should talk.
Yeah.
For sure.
We'll work on it.
Yeah.
Also, keep an eye on this fucking guy. You know what I mean? He's up to something. Fucking Skyler. Whatever his real fucking name is. All right. Anything else you want to promote? Say?
No, man. I do want to say that on my run yesterday, I listened to American Bully.
Wow.
And
you were the guy.
Yeah. If you saw...
That was him.
If you saw a download or a stream yesterday...
Nice. Pretty good.
Right here.
What? Yeah. Which app did you use?
Spotify.
Fuck yeah. Guys, if you're looking to not support artists, check out my album on Spotify. Those cocksuckers.
Don't you get like 8 cents?
I don't think I even get that much.
Oh, man.
Honestly, I've never even filled out paperwork. They're probably just playing it for free.
Is this a job for Jersey Dave?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right.
Jersey Dave can handle it. We'll get Skyler involved if we want to make it sexual murder.
Erotic.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate it, guys. Give it up for Dave DeSantis.
If you'd like to be a guest on our show, please DM Ingram Pod on Twitter. That's IngraHam Pod on Twitter.
Goodbye to everyday people.
Special thanks to the Comedy Store and to Brian Rips for the dope-ass music.